Parshas Chayisera begins with the death of Sarah Imenu. Vayavo Avraham lispod lisarah velivkosa. Avraham Avinu comes to give a hasbid, to give a eulogy on his wife Sarah, velivkosa, and he cries for her, and then he goes and he buries her. And the Shulchan Aruch in Hilchos Avelus talks about the importance of giving a hasbid and giving the proper kavod hames that the deceased very much deserves. So the Shulchan Aruch writes, Mitzvah gedola, it is a great mitzvah, lahasbid al hames karoi, to give a proper eulogy for one who passes away, v'chacham v'chasid mazkirin lahem chachmasa mechasidusam, and somebody who had very wonderful attributes and somebody who did very special things in their life. It makes sense for us as a community and as a family to make sure that we highlight all of that and that we speak about it and mention it at the funeral. Now, when we talk about the idea of hespedim, the Gemara raises a very basic question. So the Gemara in Sanhedrin Daf Mem Vav asks, Ibai Lehu, hespeda, when we talk about a eulogy, is that yikara de chaye or yikara de shichvi? Is the reason why we give a eulogy because we want to show honor to he or she who has passed away? Or is the reason because we want to show honor to the live members of the family who are here and gathered together, and therefore in their honor, we talk about all the attributes, all the virtues of this person who is no longer? Ask the Gemara, what's the difference? Either way, you're going to give the hesped regardless. So what does it matter who it's in honor of? So the Gemara tells us, Leheicha de Amar al Tasbiduni. The Gemara says, every once in a while, you have somebody who passes away, a very humble and modest person who leaves in the instructions, leaves in the will, I do not want any hespedim, I don't want any eulogies. So are we supposed to listen to that request, or do we say, you are not the one who has the ability to make such a request? After all, if the hespedim are in your honor, then you can have the request however you want it to be. I'm not interested in the honor. If, however, the hespedim are really just for the honor of the family, then you are not in a position to make this request because it's really up to the family. And the Gemara comes to the conclusion that in fact the hespedim are yikra de shichvi. They are in honor of the one who passed away, and therefore if they leave specific instructions that we should not give any eulogies for them, we have to abide by those instructions. And that is the way the Rambam paskins the halacha as well. He says, ha hesped kavod hamesu, when we offer hespedim, that is simply because we want to show kavod hames v'im tziva, and therefore, says the Rambam, if one leaves specific instructions, shelo yasbiduhu, that they don't want any eulogies upon their passing, ein sof demoso, we do not give any hespedim, and we honor that request. This is also paskin in Shulchan Aruch twice, both in Yerodeya Hilchos Avelus, as well as in Choshe Mishpat, that if a person leaves over such a request, we are meant to honor that request. Now, Reb Shlomo Zalman Auerbach once gave a hesped on his friend, the Dovid Meisharim. They were very close friends, the Chabina Rav. And when he came to the Levaya, he said he had a very difficult time trying to understand. The Gemara here says, we're not sure, is a eulogy supposed to serve as a yikra de chayi? Is it supposed to be an honor for those who are alive? Or is it a yikra de shichvi? Is it an honor for the one who has passed away? So he writes, I don't understand. If we're talking about yikra de chayi, if we're talking about the honor of the people who are alive, it makes sense to us. People should come and say wonderful stories and remind themselves of the attributes of this person, and that will give dignity to the family that's alive. That makes sense. But after the person is no longer alive, and now they're no longer a part of our society, what does it mean? Yikra de shichvi, we're giving honor to them? What do they care about the honor? They're not here anymore. So I asked Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, what does this mean when we say that a hesped is showing the dignity, the honor of a person who passed away, of the deceased? After all, they're not here anymore to appreciate that honor. So what does it help? What does it mean? What does it mean that we give a hesped in honor of the person who is no longer? Right? So Rav Shlomo Zalman, what it means is, Eino stam inyan shel kavod. It's not what we colloquially refer to as kavod. Kavod means you stand up for a person when they walk in the room, you give up your seat to them, you do certain things to show your honor and respect for this individual. However, he writes, here what we're talking about, hatsar sheyesh letzibur. When the tzibur begins to appreciate, when all those assembled begin to understand what it meant to them to have this person, and now they are inspired to maybe change their way of life, and they're inspired, maybe I'll take upon myself to learn from the attributes of this person, that is the ultimate kavod. That is the greatest honor you can ever give a person. If other people are going to be inspired and change their way of life as a result of what they hear about this person who is deceased, writes Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, that is what we mean when we say that a hesped is yikra de shichvi, because we give an opportunity to give the greatest honor to the person who passed away by passing on their legacy to other individuals. There's no greater honor we can ever have than that itself. And that's why I always wonder when I go to a Levaya and you have people getting up and saying jokes and silly stories that really don't inspire anything at all, aside from the fact that it's not really conducive to the mood of the Levaya. It's not really what the Levaya is supposed to be about. The Hespedim, the Shulchan Aruch writes, are Yikra the Shechvi. They are supposed to serve as an honor and a kavod for the person who passed away. And the greatest way to do that, Rav Shlomo Zalman explains, is to give over messages that are ones that people can hold on to, that people can learn from, and that they can grow from as well. So the Gemara wonders, if a hesped is Mishim Kavod HaChayim or Kavod HaMesim, that we already mentioned, and the Gemara comes to the conclusion, it's because of the Kavod HaMes. There's a further discussion, whether the Shiva, the Nehugi Avelos that we generally are familiar with, is that also because of Kavod HaMes? Are we sitting Shiva for a week because we want to show dignity to the person who has passed away? Or are we sitting Shiva because we want to show honor to the family? And we give an opportunity for all the family and friends to come together and to help each other become consoled. So this is a question that is not discussed in the Gemara, but the Gemara does seem to touch upon the issue slightly. So the Gemara tells us a very unfortunate story. Gemara Maseches Shabbos Kufnun Beis tells us, Meis she'ein lo menachemim. Let's say you have a person who passes away with no relatives. So there's no one to sit Shiva. And the Gemara says, in such a case, holchem asara b'nei adam v'yoshvim b'mekomo. 10 people from the community go and sit in that person's home and observe the Shiva on behalf of the person who is no longer, and they have no relatives to sit Shiva for them. The Rambam writes, meis she'ein lo avelim lehisnachem. If somebody unfortunately passes away with no relatives, by Masar ben Adam Ksherim, the Rambam says, you have 10 wonderful people who come. V'yoshvim b'mekomo, not only do they do some sort of Shiva, but he says, kol Shivas Yemei Avelos. They sit there for 7 days straight like a regular Avel. And we want to make sure that even in such a circumstance, even in such a situation, the Shiva is going to take place regardless. Well, the Biskarov pointed out when he went to B'Menachem Avel by Rav Meir Karelitz, who was the brother of the Chazon Ish. So the Chazon Ish passed away. The Chazon Ish didn't have any children. And Rav Meir Karelitz, his brother, was sitting Shiva. So the Biskarov and Rav Meir Karelitz were discussing, why do we sit Shiva? Is it because we want to display kavod for the person who passed away? Or is it because we want to show respect and give an opportunity for the family to have an appreciation of the person's life and to have the consolation from their friends? So the Biskarov said, from this Gemara Maseches Shabbos, it would seem to be a clear indication that the reason why we sit Shiva is because we want to display kavod to the person who has passed away. After all, here's a case where there are no relatives alive, where there is nobody who needs to be consoled, and yet the Gemara says we go out of our way to send 10 people to the home and to make sure that they will observe the Shiva as any other Shiva home would be observed. And that's the very important discussion that we have. So Rabbi Kiva Eger picks up on this issue and he says the following. He says, the same way the Gemara tells us in the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, if somebody leaves over instructions that they don't want any eulogies, we listen to those instructions. We honor the request. Why is that? Because we came to the conclusion that the reason for Hespedim is solely because of Yikra de Shichvi. It's because we want to display an honor, a kavod, to the one who has passed away. If this is what you want, that's what we're going to do. Well, here, with regard to the Avelis as well, the Gemara seems to say the reason for the Shiva is because we want to give an opportunity to display kavod, to display honor to the one who has deceased. So ask the Rabbi Kiva Eger, why does the Ramah say, Im tziva shelo yis'ablu alav? Let's say a parent doesn't want their children getting stuck 7 days of Shiva, they don't want them to take off of work, they don't want them to stop being with their family, so they leave instructions, I would like that all of my children should go on with life, you can be involved in my burial, in the funeral, in the Levaya, and everything, all those details, however, I don't want you sitting Shiva for me. Should we honor such a request or not? Writes the Ramah, Ein shomen lo, we don't listen to such a request. Ask Rabbi Kiva Eger, why shouldn't we listen to them? The same way we would listen if somebody left instructions that they don't want to be eulogized, because after all, the whole point of the eulogy is solely because we want to display honor to he or she who has passed away. Why don't we say the same should apply when it comes to Shiva? Now, this is a very fascinating question. The story is told that when Rabbi Avadi Yosef went to be Menachem Avel by Rabbi Yashiv, who had lost his wife, so as he was there, one of the other great Rabbanim in Eretz Yisrael had called on the phone to be Menachem Avel to Rabbi Yashiv. And Rabbi Yashiv turned to Rabbi Avadi Yosef. He said, you know, when somebody calls on the phone, are they fulfilling the mitzvah of Nichum Avelim or not? So Rabbi Avadi Yosef responded to him and he said, well, that depends. What is the point of sitting Shiva? If the point of sitting Shiva is just Yikra Dechai, it's to show honor and display our kavod and give an opportunity for the live members of the family to have this venue where they can become consoled, well then, even if you call on the phone, you would seem to fulfill your obligation. However, Rabbi Avadi Yosef said, if the whole point is to show honor and dignity to the nifter or the nifteras, to the man or woman who has passed away, that cannot be done by calling on the phone. The way to display honor is to show up, to show that other people should see that you've come and other people show you go out of your way that you've done this. I have to say, you know, Josh is here today. I don't want to humiliate you, but it's only in honor of your great mother who I didn't know personally but heard so much about. I came the other night to the Shiva house in the Mitgang home, and I decided I was going to go for Mincha, even though I had davened already earlier, but I said, look, Mincha's 4:30. Who's going to show up? So I decided to go to make sure they would have a minyan. I showed up. I couldn't even get in the door. I've never seen so many people in a Shiva home. And I can tell you that after that Shiva home Mincha Maariv was over, so many people in the hallway were saying how they've never seen such a display of honor. And that's exactly what we are mentioning here. The point of the Shiva is not so much for the live members of the family to have an opportunity to be together, but it's more to show the great honor and dignity that this person deserved. So you come to a Shiva home, you see 70, 80 people at 4:30 in the afternoon going out of their way to make a minyan for Mincha. What does that tell you about the person? Does it not tell you how great this person was? Doesn't it tell you about their midos, about how many people felt close to that person, about how many people were inspired by that personality? It shows you so much about the individual, and that's exactly what we're mentioning. The point of the Avelis is to show the dignity, the honor that is deserving of the person who had passed away. So as we mentioned, the Rama writes, a parent who says they don't want their children to sit Shiva, the Rama says, Ein Shomen Lo, ask Rabbi Akiva Eiger, why don't we listen to you? Wouldn't it make sense that we should listen? After all, if the whole reason for the Shiva is to display honor and kavod to the person who is no longer, we should listen, we should fulfill that requirement, we should listen to that request, why do we not? It's a very important question. Now the Rama quotes that the reason why we don't listen is because imkein butla kol din avelus. If that would be the case, then every parent would say that to their children, because which parent wants the child to take off a week from work and have to sit on the floor all week and not wear leather shoes? And therefore the Rama writes, butla kol din avelus. You wouldn't have any avelus any longer. Every parent would say that they don't want the child sitting shiva, and that would be the end of it. Well, ask Rabbi Akiva Eiger, if that's the case, how come the Rama says that when it comes to shiva and shloshim, let's say a parent says, I don't want my children, I want them to sit shiva, it would be very nice for them to have a week together. However, the parent says, I don't want them to be inconvenienced the whole year. Yud Beis Chodesh, 12 months they're not allowed to listen to music, and they're not going to do this, and they're not going to go to weddings, and they're going to be so inconvenienced because of my death. The parent says, Yud Beis Chodesh Amochalan, says the Rama, a parent has a right to say, I don't want my child observing Yud Beis Chodesh. In fact, when my grandfather passed away, so he told my father that he knew that he was a busy man, and he said, I know that you're going to be invited to many weddings throughout the year, and you have many students who want you to be at the wedding, and it would make them so happy if you were there. He said, I don't want you observing Yud Beis Chodesh and taking yourself out of the situation where you won't attend your student's wedding. It would make more sense to me, my grandfather said, if you would forget about the Yud Beis Chodesh and go on with life the way you're supposed to. So my father said, he really had the ability to listen to his father. After all, the Rama says, Yud Beis Chodesh, a parent has a right to say, I don't want my children to observe Yud Beis Chodesh. However, he said he thought it would be such a bizayon to his father. When he showed up at a wedding, nobody at the wedding, he didn't make an announcement that said, my father absolved me from observing the Yud Beis Chodesh. So people would look at him and they know that his father just passed away. What are you doing at a wedding? How come you have so much disrespect for your father? How come you don't care? Why are you so callous to the fact that he just passed away? They don't know that his father had told him not to observe the Yud Beis Chodesh. So he felt that it wasn't the proper thing to do regardless, because he said it would be a bizayon to his father because most people in attendance would not really understand. There's an amazing story told in the Shalom Meshiv. It's a fascinating story. He says there was a father who was angry at one of his children, and he said, all of my kids could say Kaddish for me after I pass away, but you, the one who I don't like, I don't want you saying Kaddish for me. He singled him out and he said, you're the one who doesn't have the right to do that. So the child was so humiliated, but the question is, should he listen to his father or not? What is the reason for saying Kaddish? Now obviously the reason why we recite Kaddish is to give an Aliyas HaNeshama to the person who passed away. But does that mean the person has a right to tell me whether or not I should do this act in their favor, on their behalf, or not? Sounds like a very strange question. Then the Shalom Meshiv goes further and he says, there was a story about the Reb Shimon HaChassid Miyaroslav. I don't know who this person was, but he says he was a great tzaddik, a great chassid, and his father was angry at him that he became a chassid. His father was a big misnagid. And he said, after I pass away, all of my children can say Kaddish except for you. Why? Because you're going to say V'yatzmach perkaneh. And that the Hasidim do, and I cannot stand this at all. And he says, you're the one who doesn't have the right to say Kaddish. Everybody else can, but you're out. So he presented the question to the Yeshuas Yaakov in the 1800s, and he asked him, what am I supposed to do? My father told me I'm not allowed to say Kaddish because I'm part of the Hasidish family, and I married out. And now he says that because you intermarried and you went out of the fold and you're no longer misnaged and you say Kaddish with V'yatzmach Berkaneh, therefore you're not allowed to say Kaddish for me. So the question is, should I listen to my father or not? So the Yeshuas Yaakov told him, say Kaddish anyway, just leave out those words. If it makes your father happy, you go to misnagdish Yeshua for the next year and you say Kaddish without V'yatzmach if that's really what would make your father happy. So there is a major discussion. The point is, there's a major discussion at which points in the Avelus, or in the process of Yud Beis Chodesh, or Shloshim, or Shiva, or the Hesped itself, does a parent actually have a right to say, you know, I'm making the decision that I don't want my children being bothered with a eulogy, I don't want them being bothered with Shiva, I don't want them being bothered with Kaddish, or Yud Beis Chodesh. At what point do we say a parent might have a right to say, I absolve them? And at what point do we say, well, this is what everybody does, and this is what's expected of you as well? The Rama writes, strictly speaking, we assume that Shiva has to be observed regardless. When it comes to Yud Beis Chodesh, he says, maybe since that's only for a parent, and that shows the extra respect for a parent, so if the parent wants to say that my children don't have to follow, the Rama says, the child has every right to accept that and to say, I'm not going to observe the Yud Beis Chodesh as per the request of my parent. But this is a very important issue, and it's an issue that comes up every so often. Who exactly is the target audience that is intended for the Levaya, for the Hespedim, for the Shiva, for the Shloshim, and for the Yud Beis Chodesh? Is it all just in honor of the Nifter or the Nifteris, the one who has passed away? Or is it really more for the family, to give them an opportunity to grieve together and to console each other together and to figure out how to deal with the loss of their close relative?